In the early months of World War II, farmers and ranchers in Northern California and across the country abruptly found themselves facing an acute labor shortage. Japanese workers were being shipped off to internment camps, while Italians were required to stay within a mile of their homes. As local historian Gayla Barron describes it, the situation caught this region's hop and prune growers unprepared, and they demanded an immediate response.
You couldn't get the Italian families, you couldn't get the Japanese workers who picked the fruit primarily, as well as the hops, the apples and the prunes and the pears. The women, of course, went to work in defense plants because they needed them there, and so did all the available men who weren't in the army. There was a tremendous farm labor shortage all of a sudden, and the government, responding to the pleas of farmers, went into a joint agreement with the Mexican government, and that was known as the Bracero Program.
This sudden shift in the state's farm labor force was launched in early 1942 and is the subject of the documentary film Harvest of Loneliness, being shown tonight on KRCB television. The local history of the Bracero Program was also featured in an exhibit at the Sonoma County Museum last year, which included portions of oral histories that LeBaron recorded with some of the participants. Among them was Talmadge Babe Wood, the first Sonoma County rancher to bring in a crew of new workers from Mexico.
I had no help. Japanese were gone. So what I did was to phone Don Mills in Santa Rosa to get the workers. And I said, I need a lot of help. And he says, well, I'm in contact with Mexico, and I think I can get some. How many can you use? I told him I could use 150.
When his request was fulfilled, Wood continued, it came with conditions.
He said, I got 125, but you have to be responsible for them, keep them in good health, and feed them, clothe them, and have doctors to take care of them.
One of the men who arrived at Wood's River Road Ranch soon after that was Rafael Morales. He had made the long journey north from Oaxaca to the Central Valley and was doing field work with a short hoe when he spotted a better opportunity on a Stockton street corner.
I finding a truck with a group of workers. And I went asking, what you guys doing over here? Well, he said, we're going to go to Santa Rosa. You go to Santa Rosa? Yes, we go to Santa Rosa. He said, we're going to pick prunes. Oh, they don't need any more. I don't have no job. Sure, he said, we're talking to the boss. I went talking to the boss. He said, yes, let's go.
The braceros, the term translates as arm workers, quickly proved their worth to Wood and other area farmers. And over the next 20 years, some of them stayed and settled here. But as word of comparative riches to be earned north of the border spread across Mexico, other workers crossed over to get in on the opportunities without being part of the organized Bracero program. That, says LeBaron, marked the onset of the immigration issue that has yet to be resolved.
Just as the illegals began to come in because they could, renegade growers began to hire cheaper people that they didn't have to provide for, in other words, outside the program.
The Bracero program lasted for 21 years until it was ended in 1961. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.